down of Shulchan Aruch about these days that we are dealing with. We are in Aseret Yemei Teshuvah and then Halachot Yom HaKippurim. In Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, Shulchan Aruch tells us, בכל הימים שבין ראש השנה ליום הכיפורים מרבים בתפילות ובתחנונים. In the days between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, all every Jew must increase in number of the prayers and asking Hashem forgiveness. That's what we do, Selichot. We do Selichot, not only Selichot, there are changes in the prayers. We start with Hashem O Elokim, Hashem O Elokim. Then there is Shir Ma'alot Ma'amakim. Then we have in the Amida, Zochrenu, Ichamocha, HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat, Uchtov, and of Sefer Hayim. After the Amida, Avinu, Malkenu. Now, really, you hear so much about if a person made a mistake, should he go over or not in the Amidah? We know that the four sentences of Zochrenu, Michamocha, Uchtov, Obsefer, you don't go over. However, if you said Melech, Chozer, Mashiach, Magen, and you remember you didn't say Zochrenu, go back, you say Zochrenu L'Chaim, and you say again, Melech Chozer Mashiach again. Why? Since you didn't say yet, Baruch Ata Hashem. You didn't say the word Hashem. Once you say Hashem, you continue. If you didn't say Hashem, even you said Baruch Ata, go back. Zochrenu L'Chaim, and you go. The same thing with Michamocha, same thing with Tov and B'Sefer. Amelech HaKadosh, if you said Akel HaKadosh, he has to go to the beginning of the Amidah. But if you remember it right away, said Akel HaKadosh, Amelech HaKadosh, he continues. And Amelech HaMishpat, the same thing. If he said Melech Oev Tzedek HaMishpat, instead of Amelech HaMishpat, if you remembered before Retzeh, before ending the Amidah, he will go to Melech Ohev, to Amelech HaMishpat, to Hashiva Shavatenu Kvor Shona. If he didn't remember until he finished the Amidah, he repeats the Amidah. And some, they tell you, no, when Amelech HaMishpat he doesn't repeat, this is not the law. According to Maran, yes, Ashkenazim, they don't, Rama. But Maran said, we go over the Amidah, we said, Melech Ohev Tzedakah HaMishpat instead of a Melech HaMishpat. Then, we come to Avinu Malkenu. There are some people, they say, we don't say Avinu Malkenu on the Shabbat of the Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. Some, they say, we do. However, they all agree, even if we do say, we have to skip certain sentences that we are not supposed to say them on Shabbat. For example, the very first sentence, they say, Avinu Malkenu Hatanu Lepanecha, they skip that one. There are some Sidurim already, they put the letter Aleph in all of them, and the Aleph at the bottom of the page, they tell you to be omitted on Shabbat. That means everyone that you see already, they made it easier for the person not to say Hatanu Lepanecha and say, Mahalu Salah Kol Amonotenu. Our custom is to say Avinu Malkenu on Shabbat, skipping those sentences. Now, he continues to say, in Shulchan Aruch, whatever there is, even if there is a happy occasion, Milah, and there is a time of Selichot, they have to say Selichot. Vidui. Of course you see that they say Vidui Agadol. The custom in many, many communities, the Vidui HaGadol say it only once a year, in Musaf of Kippur. Here, in this community, they say it in every prayer of the Yom Kippur. five prayers, there is five vidui or gadol. Not only that, they say every day in the Selichot, from Rosh Chodesh Elul, it's become already the custom just to read it with melody without thinking about it. I would rather see that those that they read it once and they pay attention to what they are saying, it's better. To get used, just accustomed to say words like Asher Yishev Betecha and go on, don't mean we do it at all. But this is the fact about the Kata Levana. There's an argument in the books. When is better to say the Kata Levana? Before Kippur? Or Motzei Kippur. Some they say you leave it there, Motzei Kippur. Because right after Ta'anit, you are clean from Avonot, no more Avonot, all is being forgiven, you ask forgiveness from Hashem, come you, say it with joy, with happiness. But some rabbis object to it. They say it's better to do it before. Why? Because in the Gemara it's written, Shelosha Sefarim Niftahim Beyom Rosh Hashanah. Three books, three types of books being opened on Rosh Hashanah. There is a book, Sefran Shel Tzadikim. The book of Tzadikim, they see this person is a Tzadik. Miyad Nehtamin Lehayim Lealtara, it's written. Immediately, this one, for good and happy life. There is Fran Shel Reshaim, the opposite. Nehtamin miyad le'altar le'mita. Then Sifran Shel Benunim, 50-50. Teluyim ve'omdim. Their case is hanging and waits to see what will happen during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. Is he making Teshuvah? Is he making more mitzvot? One of the two. Or that he should do more mitzvot, because the Rambam said, what's called tzaddik? What's called rasha? What's called benuni? Tzaddik, he said, nobody is perfect 100%. As long as the majority of his things good, is a tzaddik. If the majority bad, is rasha. It's 50-50, but again, the 50-50, not by number of mitzvot and averot, it's about the quality of the mitzvot and averot. Sometimes a person, I mentioned last week, if you save the life of one person, and this, you saved his life, you would have caused for him to live, his children, who knows for how long. Maybe this mitzvah could turn over all to the other side. We don't know. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one to judge these things. And therefore, they wait for him during this time. How can we delay a mitzvah for another day when this mitzvah might help us to be tzaddikim then? That's why the Gemara said, "La'olam yir'e adam et atzmo, ki'ilu hitzio zakai v'hitzio hayav." He should think about himself. It's 50-50. Asa mitzvah ahad, v'chri'a et atzmo lekav zichut. Asa avera ahad, if he did one mitzvah, he put it, the balance, instead of the balance, the overbalance onto what? To the mitzvot side. Becomes tzaddik. If he does one avon, the opposite. Therefore, he should do as many mitzvot as he can during this Asara Yamim. Why should we wait till Motzei Kippur? Kata Levana, we do it now. That's why, if a person can do it before Kippur, no clouds, after 7 days, he will do it. Today we are, when was Rosh Hashanah? Saturday and Sunday. That means the Molad, I think, was Saturday. If Motzei Shabbat would be good, we'll do it Saturday night. Why should we wait to have another mitzvah? This is the opinion of the most of the books, and that's what we do. They come to tell us, it's not enough to do more mitzvot. Eliminate also averot. Person has to give an account to himself. What do I do throughout the year? What are the things I do that I think it's right? What are the things I think they're wrong? Come on. minimize the wrong things. Just as you want to add the good things, minimize also the wrong things. I remember when I was young, I had a rabbi. He was giving us a little musar. He said, all what I ask you, my dear children, just one thing. Every evening before you go to sleep, think what you did throughout the day, from morning till evening. And those things you think you did good things, count them how many, and do me a favor. Make sure that on the following day, make one more. Only one, I don't want more. One more good thing. And look at the wrong things that you did. Make sure that on the following day, you make only one less. And that's what I want you to do every day. So what would happen? At the end of the year, you will be the greatest tzaddik. That we say in Hebrew, pevuta lefuta mitztarefet l'cheshbon gadol. Penny after penny, it comes to big amount. Imagine on the train, if they take from you a dollar and nickel to put the fare, millions and millions of dollars. This is, when you put penny after penny, one together, becomes to a big amount. Person should see to it not only that, to be a little bit more chassid, what they call to do lefni mishrat adin, more than what the law requires. What do you mean, lefni mishrat adin? For example, Maran gives an example. There is a bread that's called pat paltara, a bread of bakery goy. The question was in the books. We know that we are not allowed to eat anything that a goy cooks. Bishule goyim. Even though you know the ingredients are kosher, 100%. If goy cooked it, he did all the thing by himself, you can. Unless he can prepare, he can do everything, but you have to do something to show that being cooked by you. Now you take the pot, you put it on the fire. You put the fire on. Without your act, the food wouldn't be done. That's okay. But if the goy is doing the whole thing, it's not allowed. Bishule goyim is asur. Why? Our rabbis wanted us to keep away. Because it's nature of man. You eat what he cooks. You get friendly. That's why we have nothing against them. But the Torah restricted us, lo tithaten, bam, v'techa lo titen livno, v'vito lo tikach livnecha. We cannot. You do, at the beginning you did this, you come, it leads to something else. That's why, of course, those that sit down, let's have a drink, alcohol and others, together with the goyim, definitely it is absolutely wrong. That's the whole idea of wine. Why do you say not to sit down to drink wine with others? The same thing would be with other drinks, to get drunk with the goyim. And this is, they come, they make an affair, they bring a band of a show, like Broadway show, some goyim, and the goyim they take each, every individual to dance with. Okay, the Jews between them, to go with the goy and the goya, and do all this absolutely out of order. And then they come, they say, Bishule Goyim is not allowed. How about the bread? The bread is included in Bishule Goyim or not? They come and say, that's what they call depend. If it is the bread that Baal HaBayit makes it, a private person in his house, Goy, of course not. That's Asur. But if it is by a baker that he does to the market, and the ingredients kosher, there's two opinions. The halakha is mutar. That means you take stick bread, that's of the Italian, some of which you know the ingredients is good, would be mutar. But that's when you know the ingredients is good. But they come and say, since there are many, two arguments about it, two opinions, even though the majority opinion permits it, and I say to Met Teshuvah, try not to eat. Why? You become Hasid, a lot of them. You become Hasid, a lot of them. Why? You Hasid, Hashem would be Hasid with you too. You do more than what the law requires, Hashem will do also more than what you deserve. you deserve a certain penalty. Leave it out. This is just as you are middah kenegeid, middah. This is what they tell us, that a person has to search and see what are the deeds that he does to other year. What are the good things and what are the wrong. Now, it is a mitzvah, Erev Kippur, to eat more than what we eat other days. It's a mitzvah. Why? Say, it's written, Ve'initem et nafshotechem b'tish'a lachodesh ba'erev. Ma'erev ad erev tishbetu shabbatechem. Should fast on the 9th in the evening. Very strange sentence. Always when they want to tell us to do something, they give us the date of the day that we're supposed to do it. For example, when is Pesach? B'hamisha'asav yom lachodesh is Pesach. Comes to court when b'hamisha'asav lachodesh ha-shevi'i v'asor lachodesh yom kippurim. Then comes b'hamisha'asav yom lachodesh haga sukkot. Here, all of a sudden when came, they want to tell us, you fast, they say, you know when you fast? 9th in the evening. You should say, not this way. Said, V'asor lachodesh ta'anud nafshotechem. He comes and said, intentionally the Torah put B'tish'a lachodesh ba'erev. The 9th? Be careful. You don't fast on the 9th. The 9th, wait till the evening till you fast. Which means, before the evening you're supposed to eat. And כל האוכל בתשיעי כאילו מתענה תשיעי ועשירי. If a person eats, surely he cannot fast on the 9th. But mitzvah to eat, if there is a mitzvah to eat, that means the more you eat, the more you do mitzvah. Kutratar, but we don't tell you, eat till you bust. No, that's not eating. This is already killing, committing suicide. We're saying to enjoy eating, a little more than usual. They say, but Raman Rabbi, I say, how can I eat? I've wasted time. I have to read Torah. I was reading Torah the whole day. And he wanted to read and wanted to eat. To do the mitzvah of eating. They put in front of him raisin while he's reading. He said, I'm eating. This is, but there is a mitzvah according to the Kabbalah to eat fish. They eat 5 meals instead of 3 meals. To make them a little less, they eat 5 times, and especially 1 meal, they say fish. Why? Because they say a person should eat, in Erev Kippur, light food, not heavy food. That being digested easily. If you take meat, beef meat, and it's heavy, they tell you take light. There's nothing lighter than fish. And that's why the many of them also, they take fish or chicken when it comes to the last meal, but they don't take the meat. Why? Because they don't want a heavy meal. Person will be so heavy, something will happen the night of Kippur. Which is called keri, some kind of tum'ah, and some kind of an issue will come during the night to make sure they take light food. And this is what I say, then a person should eat more. As we said, besides eating on Erev Kippur, there are a number of things that we do on Erev Kippur, more than other days. Comes the Shulchan Aruch said, you want to fast? You say, I'll fast 2 days. Erev Kippur and Kippur, that's definitely out of order. Asur leitanot be'Erev Kippur. Among Ashkenazim that they put special clothing, you know, the shtraim, all and that. They put it also Erev Kippur to show you that Erev Kippur is Yom Tov. They consider it like semi-holiday, Erev Kippur. Every day we say Tachanunim, Erev Kippur, and morning also, we don't say except the Selichot. Selichot, because Selichot, they say it before, early. The first minyan does it early, but second minyan is going to do it late. That's why it's good to have it in the first minyan, Be'ashmoret. Anyhow, Selichot is always the perfect time is Be'ashmoret. Ashmoret means the last part of the night before the daylight breaks through. Now, this is the time to say Selichot. נוהגים לקום באשמורת, לא מעשה לחג תחנונים, מרן סן. And that's what we do. There are some that they do it beginning of the night, which is many books wrote against it, not to do it at the beginning of the night. Well, midnight, Ashkenazim, they wait midnight, Saturday night. When comes the midnight, it's already time off, considered like second half of the night, okay, closer to the Ashmoret. But to do it before midnight, definitely is not good, because according to Kabbalah, first half of the night is Deen, it's a hard time. Second half is Rahamim, time of mercy. And that's why a person should do it in the second half and not in the beginning. Then, there is a minhag to make kaparot. What's kaparot? You all know. They take the chicken. They say, in case there is a gezerah on this person, the gezerah should go here in exchange. The chicken comes instead. They used to take a rooster for male and for female. Today, there used to be here a chicken market on 17th Avenue. We used to go, the whole community used to go there. Today we don't. The chicken market in Williamsburg, that some people go there. They call me up, why, where's the chicken market? Just tonight I had a few calls. I said, look, don't ask me, and I don't know. I don't go to chicken market anymore. I said, what do you do, Rabbi? I send money, pidyon kaparot. Some people called me up, Rabbi, we want to send the pidyon kaparot. I said, send. They said, would you do it for us? I said, yeah. You want, we'll do it. They put the pidyon kaparot. They come, they put the names, right? I'll send it to Rabbi Yehuda Tzadka. He takes care of it. He'll give it to them, the Chachamim Aniyim, and do it. And this is better than having, well, to buy chicken and we will eat it. And Magen David used to slaughter chicken in the yard of Magen David. Or Chacham Salim Ashkenazi, others, when I came here, they wanted me to be the Shahid, to stay the whole night there and to kill the chicken for them. I said, no, sir, I'm not staying the whole night out of Kippur, and then we have to send the whole Kippur with the prayers. I'm not doing it. They used to do it, and used to collect the whole thing. They give it to Arama. Arama takes it to the old age home or to the hospital. They used to take it, my mom in this hospital. Because there they keep kosher. But it's already, those days are gone. At chicken market we used to do it. Used to be one Mr. Smith, Reverend Smith, the Shohet. He used to go, I told him, let me see the knife. I take it, sometimes I slaughter it, sometimes not. I don't want to get dirty. But I checked everything. I wanted to see how it done. I used to check the chicken also before that. But once you go in there, it's very difficult to get out. Everybody comes, please, Rabbi, look at this chicken for me, look at this. There is no end to that. But today, why I stopped it? It's a mess over there. They come by the hundreds. Everybody wants. The Shohet has no strength anymore. I'm afraid, I have fear in me that so many things will be done wrong. Who wants it? Therefore we did it. Even, especially Maran said, it's better not to do this minhag. But we don't know some of this Maran because Kabbalah, they say, yes, it's good. And we follow the Kabbalah. There are many, many people that have a custom, if they lost some loved ones, they go to the cemetery. And they don't wait till Arab Kippur here in this community. And others decide to go Arab Kippur. But here, they go always Sunday, any Sunday during the month of Elul, or before Kippur. They do it on Sunday. Any time is good, but to go in this time. That's it, they go Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul, and they go Erev Kippur. Now, they say the reason for going to the cemetery, to ask that, first of all, the people who are dead, there are tzaddikim over there, to ask them, please be the middle ones between us and God. Pray for us before God to forgive our avonot and to give us a good year. That means always we believe in tzaddikim. Tzaddikim b'mitatam k'ruyim hayim. Besides the point that there is another thing very important in Erev Kippur. What is it? The Mishnah says in Masechet Yoma, Avirot Sheben Adam Lamakom Yoma Kippurim Mechaper. Avirot Sheben Adam Lachavero. En Yoma Kippurim Mechaper Ad Sheyefayes Et Chavero. Or Ad Sheyeratze Et Chavero. What is it? The wrong things that a person did, there is two categories. One between man and God, and there is one between man and his fellow man. Any avirot that he did between him and God, ask forgive me, okay. God will says, Ki bayom haze yichaper alechem, that's why I gave you this day, to forgive your avonot. But which avonot? Averot that only ben Adam lamakom, because the sutra mekol hatotechem lifnei Hashem tetaru. Didn't say mekol hatotechem tetaru. Hatotechem that you did before Hashem, between you and God, but between you and your fellow man, what do you mean forgive you? First, go correct your wrongdoing with your friend. What do you do to him? You took some money in the wrong way. You owe him money you didn't give him. He's your worker, you don't pay him. Whatever it is, you have first to correct the wrong thing, give him the money, and then you have to ask him also, please forgive me. Why? For annoying you, not paying you on time, not giving it to you. You know, the other one was bothered, he doesn't know, he's going to get his money, he doesn't get his money. So you bothered him, you have to ask forgiveness for that too. Then after you make up with your friend, Hashem told you, sure, I'll forgive you. But the question in the books, if you did wrong to your friend, and you are not going to ask him forgiveness, would Hashem forgive you for the things between you and Hashem or not? Some books they said, yes, of course. What has to do one with the other? Averot Sheben Adam Lamakom Mechaper, even if you didn't ask your friend. Some they say, no. As long as you didn't correct the one between you and your friends, even that, Averot Sheben Adam Lamakom is not good. It's not going to be forgiven. Two opinions in the books. And since we say that there is averot ben adam lachavero, but ben adam lachavero, there are two kinds of averot. There is haver, there is a fellow man, that I did something wrong to him. I want to ask forgiveness. He's not in existence anymore. He's gone. Where is he? There. In Bet HaHayim. We call it Bet HaHayim. The house of living ones. Lashon Segini Hor. He said, there. He's there. You have to go there and ask forgiveness over there. What is? The person has to take a minyan with him. He said, I have done wrong thing to this man who is buried over here. In front of you. I'm asking, please forgive me. That's what he's supposed to say. And that's why they got too many people there. And then, in order to remind them, to do this, in case he has something with a man that is gone, you go after him. That's how important was that idea of Averot Sheben Adam LaHavero, that a person should ask forgiveness. Sometimes you didn't do anything wrong with money, but you insulted him. Today, this is a big thing, a hero. A person comes, he makes jokes. He makes a joke, okay? All of a sudden, the subject is one of his friends over there. And when he makes a joke, the other one gets insulted. And you see, his face turns red, terribly red. And after that redness goes down, becomes pale like the wall, you know. Oh, yeah. That's what he say. Hamalbin pene havero barabim en lo helek la'olam haba. He said, call person that malbim penahu kilu shofech damim, like killing him. Because you see, the azil summaka, the Gemara said, you see, it becomes red, then the redness goes, comes white, you can see you are shedding blood. This is shofech damim, a murderer. He said, can you imagine? And the person says, then he tells him, he says, I'm joking, I'm killing you. In the meantime, that one was so insulted in public, they said, I'm killing you. Mother, this is what exactly one of the worst, they say. halbanat panim. And can you imagine how much forgiveness a person has to ask for such avon? Even worse than when he owes him money and he didn't give it to him. That's why I say, עבירות שבין אדם לחברו אין יום הכיפור מחפר עד שירצה or did he make up with his friend. Such an important part in the Shulchan Aruch, this chapter that they talk about עבירות שבין אדם לחברו וכיפור, נלכות יום הכיפורים, that they discussed it in details so much the Shulchan Aruch went to talk about it, bothered itself what exactly to do. But they say a person that he knows that his friend did something wrong, he should not be cool. He said, no, what? I'll forgive you. I don't want to say the word. Men like you did that to me. Never. He said, you are going to say never because he did wrong to you. Hashem said, you didn't do wrong to me, and you expect me to forgive you? If you don't forgive your friend, how do you expect Hashem to forgive you? He said, therefore, even more than that, he should make himself available to the other one that he would be able to ask forgiveness from him. Then to see how he comes close to him. Someone, they said, the Gemara said, Rav, there was a butcher that was a Rasha Gamur, that he did something out of order by words. He told Rav something out of order. But Rav kept quiet in mind. But then came Erev Kippur and said, this man did something wrong. I should go to him and I will tell him that I'm going to forgive him. And another rabbi saw Rav going. Rabbi, where are you going? I'm going to the butcher to let him, maybe I'll make myself available to him. Then, Rav is going to kill a person tomorrow. What happened? They told him, what are you talking? Don't you know? Rav is a great rabbi. And this butcher is the wicked man. There isn't worse than him. Rav will go there, he will ask forgiveness from Rav. Probably he will say some wrong word. Once he would say some wrong word, I'm sure that one, he will get his, what he deserves. Please, Rav. No, what do you mean, please? I have to forgive him. Rav said, he went to him. He said, the minute the butcher saw the rabbi came, he said, worst word to the rabbi. I can't hear. To forgive, who needs your forgiveness, Man said, and he was chomping the meat. He had an axe in his hand. He wants to chop. The minute he took it, it said, like a trip, he hit his head with the axe and split his head into two. The long boys followed the rock to see what will happen now. They were sure something wrong. He said, we said that this the man committed suicide. But because whom are you dealing with? Not plain people. Rav was one of the greatest in the Jewish history. And he wants to forgive the man. He went there to fulfill his duty as they tell us, that the law tells us, and the man still could not understand what he's supposed to do. Then there is some people that say, well, the difference, you talk about a dead person, he's dead already. You can turn and say anything you want about him. There's a saying, always in Hebrew, Aharemot Kedoshim Emo. You know there's parasha in the Torah, Aharemot. There's parasha right after Aharemot, Parashat Kedoshim. After Parashat Kedoshim, Emo. They use these three parashiyot to tell you what you're supposed to do, what the way of life. Aharemot, after the death of a person, kedoshim emor. So he was good. Speak only about his goodness. Don't speak about the bad thing. You don't have anything to say, just keep quiet. Aharemot, kedoshim emor. Say, oh, he was good, how holy he is. This is what you're supposed to say. And there is harem from the earlier generations of the Jewish people. Rabbi said, a person should never speak bad about dead people. Shelo lehotzi la'az al metim. Not to speak, a person comes and says, the man, what's the difference? He doesn't feel anything. What's on either? The person who is alive, you tell something about him, he gets annoyed. Okay, we understand why it's wrong. But the dead, what's the difference? You're wrong. You are not allowed to say anything about the met. Besides the point that there are many metim tzaddikim, that tzaddik is just like alive. You say, they feel, and they know exactly what goes on. Therefore, a person must be very careful. There is another custom, is to take malkut. You want malkut? Malkut is they take the whip, they hit 39 times. When a person made a avon, sometimes, a corporal punishment that they gave. They gave now malkut. Right? The malkut is the maximum, is 39. If he can't take it, they come doctors, estimate how much you can give him. 3, 4, 5, 6, as much as he can, they give it to him. Because they give it to him, comes a man that has good muscles, a whip, all his strength. Wow. He holds it with two hands like a baseball, and then he hits with one, because it comes stronger. They know, they knew all the laws of the baseball already in those days. And who used to do? Shamash Bedin, they took Shamash Bedin, really good. And now, they gave Malkut. Person comes and says, maybe I have Avera, I need Malkut. There was a custom. I remember Magen David, he used to come to the cellar of the building, of Talmud Torah building, and there is a teva over there. They tie themselves to the teva, they pick up their shirt, and the Shamash Harama used to come, they used to tell him, he takes the belt, Behu Rahum, Ichaper, Avon, Velo, Yashit. He said, the Behu Rahum, there is 13 words in it. And he counts it 3 times. He said, Behu Rahum. And he goes with the words, Behu Rahum, Ichaper, Avon, Velo, Yashit, like triangles on behind the shoulders and on the back. And this is what he used to do it. Right after the Malkut, they go there to the Tevilah. The Mekveh was there. Huh? And then they went to the Mekveh. They did 2 things, Malkut and Mekveh. They say that one Shamash once, they told him, okay, the rabbi came, he told him, he tied himself and said, give me the Malkut. So I'll give you Malkut. I'll give the rabbi the Malkut. So, rabbi, nobody can give you Malkut, only God. He made it worse. The whole idea of taking Malkut from him, to be saved from the other Malkut. So, anyhow, that was a custom to that. Unfortunately, this is a forgotten custom. There isn't. The idea is when they come to say that they used to make vidui and make teshuvah, because it's certain that a person must make vidui before Seudah Mafseket, before the last meal of the day of Yom Kippur. Why? Sometimes a person goes to eat and that, he chokes. He will go before Kippur, will at vidui, will at teshuvah. No good. They say, before he eats his last meal, maybe something has to happen with last meal. Let him go clean. This is the idea. And they used to come to have that Malkut, say vidui, and then Tevilah, of course, because Tahara. Person has to purify himself, to prepare himself for the Kippur when he comes to serve Hashem with the prayers, and to be pure. And we know that Mekveh, there is Tahara in it. And therefore, they make Tevilah. Tevilah is, they do up to now. Many people go. We don't have the Mekveh here. They used to have Magen David. It's gone. But the Mekveh that there is today, that wouldn't let men use it. It's only for the ladies. And they go. They go to 46th Street. They go to Avenue J. But the men are Shem Israel. It's crowded. That's the best time to go early in the morning. Some people, they go before Selichot. Water's so clean. Nothing, nobody went in yet. How can they go? Or even after Selichot, after the prayer, it's still good. You go there afternoon, Shema Israel, hundreds of people there. Forget about it. No, it's not for us. Then this is the time to go to the mikveh. Even though, according to Kabbalah, better to go late afternoon, closer to Kippur. But the truth is impossible for us. We go in the morning. Same thing, Arab Shabbat. Every Arab Shabbat, some people, they go, and they go in the afternoon. Now, there is no beracha on this tevila, even though ladies, they say beracha, but men don't say beracha. Okay. Now, there is a vidui, as I said before, and you see in the siddurim, the hazarim of Kippur, mincha of Arab Kippur, is a special mincha. Is al-hayt, shahatan fanecha, that's also part of vidui. There is vidui in the Amidah, which is usually, don't say vidui in the Amidah, it's like a long vidui. Alphabetical order. Al-hayt, shahatan fanecha, al-hazarim, 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 if you follow it alphabetical order, you will never forget it. The person pays attention. It's easy to know the whole thing by heart. But at least, they don't want to say it by heart, say it from the book. We don't expect everybody to tell them, know it by heart. Even though in the school, Talmud Torah children, I used to demand from the children that they make Amidah by heart, Katamazon by heart, other by heart. Why? I was thinking, these children will grow up, will go to the wild war. They come there, all of a sudden, a place that is no siddur. He has to pray. A Jew has to pray three prayers. And we say, Shema Israel. What's Shema Israel? Abbreviation of the word Shema, Shachrit Mincha Arbit. If you have Shachrit Mincha Arbit every day, then you have your Israel. If not, the list of your duty, prayers every day. Now how could you be? And suppose a person goes, he is in a place, he doesn't have the siddur, time of Mincha. If he doesn't know the Amidah Barat, how would he be able to fulfill his duty of praying Mincha? So what should I do? I don't have a siddur. Goodbye. He waits. I'll make Arbit Shatayim. Arbit Shatayim is no good only when a person had some kind of, God forbid, impossibility for him to say Mincha. But this is not impossible. Impossible means honest for the man. What do you mean honest? Honest, a person was, God forbid, he was busy with the mitzvah, saving life of somebody. Or he all of a sudden didn't feel well or something. But just like that, he's saying, I will say Arbit Shatayim. It's no good. Arbit Shatayim is no good for a person that say just like that. I have no time now to say Mincha and say Arbit Shatayim. This is a very bad attitude. That's what I say. Therefore, a person should know the Amidah Be'ahad. That's why. When we went to Talmud Torah, I used to demand every child. Once I came to a class, very, very young children. They just started to do that. And I told them how to read the Amidah. I was insisting, read one beracha, to know for sure they know it perfect. And so second, third, after they knew how to read in the book, I said, children, anyone who will make the Amidah by heart will get a dollar. Mm-hmm. There were 19 children in the class. You should see. After a week, they all knew it by heart. Up to now, many of them, they see me. They say, Rabbi, thank you for making us knowing it by heart. And that's the dollar. I gave them each one a dollar. You know, those days, the dollar was a lot of money. A child, I'm talking the time that we had the Talmud Torah. I said, not the yeshiva even, Talmud Torah. That's close to 30 years ago. The child saw a dollar here. They used to be the subway and nickel. They bought three rolls of bread for nickel. Well, a dollar was a big money. And you gave it to him, to the child. Young child. This is what we gained. That the child knows. He knows of the Amidah Barat. What goes? He doesn't have a siddur. He says Amidah. He knows the prayer. It's important to know these things. That's what we say then. I don't expect al-hayt and the prayers of Kippur, but at least the prayers of every day and brachot of every day, it's important to know them by heart. Okay, now, after we come to the vidui, I said it's important that a person will bring out a special wrongdoing that he did throughout the year. And he should ask by himself, between him and God, the things that is standard, that they all ask, he can say it out loud. Why? Because people don't know really he did it or not. But other things that he knows himself he did, he should ask quietly, without people knowing. Why? Because the Pasuk said, Ashrei nesui pesha kesui hata'a. Fortunate is a person that is asking forgiveness and Hashem will forgive him, but he should not announce it, publicize it. Why? A person that has the nerve to publicize his wrongdoing, that means he doesn't care. But to make publicity, you encourage other people. This man did all these things, what's the difference? I do it. I don't have to be better than him. He's better than me, he did it. Why shouldn't I do it? That's bad. Therefore, kisri hata'a. But of course, there are certain avirot that people know about them. You should ask out loud. But things that people don't know, cover it. And the Gemara said, if you read avirot ben adam l'havero, you must go to his friend, ask forgiveness. But avirot ben adam l'makom, that's only between you and God. There you ask the forgiveness.